Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo. Our team thanks you for downloading the Rich Zeoli podcast. Relationships matter to all of us. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we will work to gain your trust, your confidence, and in turn, develop a relationship with you, the Rich Zeoli listener.
So the president yesterday outlined some economic contingency plans to help certain industries like the cruise ship industry, the airline industry, and a temporary payroll tax till the end of the year. Now, these things have to go through Congress, and the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, does not seem interested in doing much to play ball with the president because it's an election year, and they would like nothing more than for there to be economic calamity going into an election year. To be honest, politics is brutal, and that's what they want. They want to make sure that going into this election, there's calamity and chaos everywhere. Now, if it's going to be Biden versus Trump, and if they're going to go with Biden as their guy, if he's going to be their guy, I still feel like something's up here. But let's assume it's their guy. They want this to be a race in November where the economy is not strong, where a lot of people have been laid off as a result of the fear over the coronavirus. Remember, people won't lose their jobs because of the coronavirus. They'll lose their jobs because of the fear of the coronavirus. And so what the White House wants to do is to make sure that they've got contingency plans in place for these industries that are laying off people. I got a text yesterday from a friend who said a buddy of his in L.A. is a booker. You know, he books things. And he said that he's lost now about $6 million in bookings from people just canceling things, people canceling all kinds of various different conferences and that sort of thing. He also said that a friend of his is about to lose her job. She works for a hotel chain. And this is what I mean in terms of people. Yeah, he said he lost $6 million in bookings in the last 2 weeks as he manages events in L.A. Another friend is about to be laid off from the hotel that she works at. The travel industry, the concert industry, all these industries are going to potentially suffer, not because of the coronavirus. In other words, not because a lot of people are sick and can't go. It's because people are afraid to go. It's the fear of it that's out there. Now, I don't understand for the life of me how you can say don't go to an event greater than 5,000 people. I don't know why that 5,000 number. It's a made up number. It's a made up number. Let's be honest, because if there's people who are infected, you only need one person to infect you. You don't need 5,000. Right. And the bigger the crowd, I would think the likelier your chances are that you're not going to come in contact with somebody because there's more people there. Right. If there's 40,000 people there and one person has the coronavirus and you don't go anywhere near the guy, you're fine. But now that person may infect other people, obviously, but he would infect other people at 5,000 person events. Think about that, because that's the advice that health officials like in Philadelphia are giving out. Don't go to anything more than 5,000 people. But why? Why? If it's 40,000 people, the odds of me running into somebody with the COVID-19 are low, lower than 5,000, because statistically speaking, there's more people. Less chances I'll run into every single person there. And if the idea is, well, we don't want to spread it, well, that you could spread it to a lot of people if 5,000 is the limit. I mean, if it's 100 people, it's you could spread it to a lot of people. If it's five people, that's if all five of them get it and then all five of them spread it to three other people. And then, you know, understand how exponentiality works. I don't have to tell you, but that's what I mean. That advice is the kind of advice that makes no sense. It's purely done for fear purposes. It's purely done so people just stop going to things. And this is where those individuals who are concerned that there is a lot of unnecessary hysteria, which is does nothing other than try to scare people. This is when they're right. Because I could understand a health commissioner coming out and saying, you know what? For the time being, don't go anywhere, right? Don't go anywhere. Like anywhere. Don't go to the mall. Don't go to a shop. Don't go to a store. Don't go to an event. But to have this arbitrary number of 5,000, don't go to an event greater than 5,000 people makes no sense. From a math perspective, I'm not a math guy, but that's obvious. It doesn't make any sense. Other than most events are more than 5,000 people. So if you're going to cancel things like big concerts, a Pearl Jam concert, big sporting events, other concerts, conventions, most of them are over 5,000 people. So now you're talking about a significant economic impact. And if you're of the mindset that this is done deliberately so that there'll be an economic downturn, well, then something like that certainly makes you sound pretty reasonable, because it's not the advice of saying this virus spreads so quickly, you literally have to avoid social contact with anybody. It's this weird, arbitrary number of 5,000. Don't go anything greater than 5,000. I like my odds of going to big, big events. I go to an event with 100,000 people because, again, if five people there have the coronavirus, the odds of me running into them, pretty slim compared to an event with 5,000, compared to an event with 500, compared to an event with five people. Think about it. If one person has a coronavirus and I go to an event with a dozen people, much more likely the odds are that I'm going to touch that person or run into that person or breathe their air, right? But this is the silliness of the of hysteria, of hysterical thinking. And unfortunately, that spreads very quickly, and that hurts a lot of industries. Now, I've said it, you couldn't pay me $1 million to go on a cruise ship right now. I wouldn't. Because not even about getting sick, I don't want to be quarantined. The idea of me having to spend 2 weeks on a cruise ship in a quarantine situation is the last thing on earth I would ever want. Honestly, it's like the last thing. So that's the reason why I would not want to go on a cruise. I know some of you have cruises lined up, and if you're still going to go, I mean, go ahead. You're an adult, make your decision, but I'm not going to put you down. I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong. I'm just telling you from my perspective, I don't want to be on a cruise ship because I don't want to have to deal with, even if one person gets the coronavirus, the entire ship has to be quarantined. And you're sitting there in a floating Petri dish for 2 weeks. No, thanks. I'm good. I'll pass. I also have no interest in doing a buffet of any kind and touching other handles that other people have touched. Incidentally, in Las Vegas, they have now closed the buffets in most of the major casinos because they don't want people sharing the same handleware, silverware. But, you know, I mean, at some point, you gotta figure out if this thing is spreading and spreading and spreading, and then, you know, you realize that anytime you theoretically come in contact with any person, you could be at risk because they came in contact with somebody, and on it goes. But that may not happen. But the fact that we're canceling all these things now that are things that are months away is going to have an economic hit. And for the Democrats, they want, I'm telling you right now, they want nothing more. You know how I know that? Because it's what I would want if I were them. I'm sorry to tell you that politics is a brutal business. But they would much rather take, and this is the truth, they would rather take a short-term economic hit to the country and get 4 years of power. They would. They would look at that as a short-term pain for long-term success. You know it, and I know it. And anybody who tells you differently is naive, is completely naive, because that's how it works in politics. They would come together and unite if this was not an election year. Because it is an election year, Pelosi's going to push back on a lot of things. And it's going to wind up being a situation where she's very leery about giving Trump credit on anything or giving him the tools that he needs to be able to keep some of these industries afloat, no pun intended. And it's exactly what I would do, because I'm a very Machiavellian kind of guy in my political thinking. And sadly, that's just politics. You know, that's how that works. They want so badly to defeat this president. They want so badly to be able to keep control of the Senate, take control of the House again, you know, keep the House, take the Senate. They want so badly for this that, yes, if it means short-term economic calamity, so be it. They'll get 4 years to do whatever the hell they want. And look, they got to know, too, that Joe Biden, guys, something's up here, right? Something's up. This is their candidate. There's a reporter who's following him on the national trail, Bo Erickson. He tweeted out yesterday a video. And it's not long of Joe Biden getting into a car. And on the way into the car, he talks about Bernie being for Trump. And the way he's walking into the car and the way that they have to kind of guide him into the car, it's awful. It's terrible. It's very reminiscent in my mind of the time that Hillary Clinton was loaded into the van. Do you have the audio of that?
Right, temperament with voters that you don't agree with, sir.
Vice President, on the coronavirus,
we're both targeting over this exchange this morning with a voter about guns. Any regrets about how you handle it?
Well, I'm surprised that Sanders is joining Trump. You know, it's just surprising.
Wasn't it hard to swear at an American, though, especially a union voter?
I kind of pull him into the car. I'm surprised that Sanders is with Trump. I don't know what that means. I mean, you could spin it and say that Sanders is in alignment with the Trump campaign, but I don't think so. It looks bad. He looks terrible. It's a terrible, terrible look. And the clip is short. It's only 22 seconds. It's already gotten 1.3 million views. This is not the kind of thing that Democrats can say, yeah, we got the winner here. And what I don't understand, I really can't figure out, is you had all these other very strong candidates. I mean, they weren't strong, but they didn't have these issues. And they all glossed over them and told them to unite around Biden, including a guy with billions and billions of dollars to spend. And I get it, he was a bad debater, but come on. This is not exactly good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.